Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to this segment. I'm interested in hearing what Jeff Schwartz has to say.
Terrific, and we're going to get right to it, but I just want to acknowledge Pauline Wolfish, who just left. What an interesting concept. It's a tremendous concept, because the one thing anybody I have come across with mental illness, they have, even with alcoholism, you know, smoking, all these different addictions, and mental illness is not the same. When you have that moment that you're looking for help, that's the time to strike.
Absolutely.
3 days later, 4 days later, the whole world has changed. It doesn't. So here is an opportunity for somebody to walk in, and a loved one could turn around and say, let's go see the doctor. And the child, especially, you know, if they're a teenager having an issue, it's like, oh, let's go. You know, you get that moment, the opening. I'm not saying what happens after that, but at least the opening can be followed up on.
Well, something about mental health is that it can be an up and down kind of situation. And when you have that opening, you got to go for it.
Right. I agree. Terrific. Now we're going to move forward here and introduce Jeff Schwartz. And Jeff Schwartz, I know for years. And basically, Jeff, I know him as an attorney. And actually, he's helped stuff. He's helped a friend of mine and helped myself over the years doing stuff. But maybe 6 months ago, a year ago?
A couple of years ago.
A couple of years ago. He made a life change, so to speak.
Yeah.
And as opposed to me telling everybody about it, why don't you tell everybody about it? Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much for the opportunity. As John indicated, about 30 years I practiced law. I ran my own business. I started in San Diego, California, where I lived for 22 years. And yes, I'm back in New York because New York is my home. We came back about 14 years ago. So I was servicing basically businesses as their general counsel, having them overcome challenges, obstacles. I have started and I ran 5 different companies. And from 2013 to 2015, I had a wonderful opportunity to become the first chancellor of the second century of one of the oldest and largest law fraternities in the world, which has 200,000 members, past presidents of the United States. And when I took the organization out of debt, I increased their membership, double the attendance at their meeting. I says, do I really want to sit in Queens Supreme Court and just wait and wait and wait? So my days of practicing law have moved on to a new opportunity, helping businesses as a business consultant, starting a company, a credo that I've believed in all my life, conceive, believe, achieve.
Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Sure.
That's why he's here.
Thank you very much for asking. Conceive, believe, achieve. What I do, I work with different businesses and individuals, having them realize their full potential. I've worked as a part-time president, chief operating officer of a company who was a gentleman who was extremely creative, very, very talented, but he had no business sense. So since I have 40 years as an entrepreneur and running businesses, I went in there for 6 months, turned his business around, and moved forward. Other people have different challenges. And the example that I give is you can make the best cookies in the world. They're tasty. They're warm. They're succulent. They're fresh. And you're the best baker. But you don't know how to make a business out of baking cookies. So as I say, and one of the things, I give a speech to many people. I call it the CBAs of ABC. And one of the D's is the delegation. I say, what you do best, do it. Continue to do it. But if you can't do it, delegate it to somebody else. Another thing I share, I want you to hire people, get this, who play at what you work at. There are certain things in your life that you work, you don't like to do. But in this wide world, there are so many people who love what you look to work at, so bring them in so you can enjoy life and they can enjoy life. It's all about a mindset. And I see that, I see the smiles.
I think that's
the table.
An interesting one. Right.
So it's taking 30 years of legal experience, 40 years of entrepreneurial experience. I mean, I can go back to the time in the teenager, I was an ice cream man. I drove an ice cream truck. People said I was a ding-a-ling then, and I was still a ding-a-ling. But it's just fun. And in Conceive, Believe, Achieve, it's truly, you wake up in the morning, you say it's going to be a horrible day. Guaranteed you, it's going to be a horrible day. You wake up in the morning, say it's going to be a wonderful day. Guarantee it's going to be a wonderful day. It's that simple. Whatever your attitude is, you fulfill it. I say your attitude creates your altitude. If you're in a good attitude, you're walking around proud, you're up. And if you have a bad attitude, you're walking around a slump. And why do you have to do that? It's a choice people make, and I work and I teach them how to use their inner skills, inner talents. Another D is duplication. I want you to think, and people who are listening to think, at one time in your life, you were most successful. You were happy. You were enjoying. Now, you can't be that all the time, or can you? So think of that moment in time. Think of the feelings you had, what you were doing, and duplicate it. It's that easy. You've done it once. That means you've proven to yourself you're capable of doing it. So do it again.
I'm older.
Okay.
Or I'm this, I'm that, I have children now. I mean, there's always, unfortunately, people are going to come up with an excuse.
Yes, they will. And one thing that I will tell those people, you can just stay stagnant or you can have goals. Everyone has to have a goal. It can be a small goal or a big goal. And something I learned over the years, you have a SMART goal, which is sustainable, measurable, attainable, realistic, and a timeline. So if you can break anything down to small things, it's doable. Everybody wants to have happiness, health, and wealth. Now, that's a big thing, health, happy, and wealthy. But what most people don't realize, if you just break it down to very simple action steps. Now, I can ask, let me ask you, what makes you happy? Give me anything. What makes you happy?
The sun coming out in the morning and the warmth, the temperature. I love it when it's warm.
So for your happiness, you go out and you look and you enjoy the sun. You get a smile. John, what makes you healthy?
Good eating.
Good eat. It's health. So very simple. You get a glass of water. That's one action step towards good health. You don't have a cupcake. That's an action step towards good health. And you think, what is your wealthy goal?
What if I have the cupcake and think healthy while I'm having it?
Then you're happy.
Okay.
I don't say about healthy, but you're happy. And that's also important. It's when people try to make their goals, whether it be your home, you don't have the kids around, or you want to spend time with the grandkids, make a small goal and don't live in the present. What has been proven is
don't live in the present.
Don't live in the present. Live in where you want to be and don't have the parameters of the current situation. Let's say you're retired and let's say you have an income of $25,000 a year. That's your present situation.
Right.
Now, let's say you wanted to double that. All right? Or let's say you wanted to get a brand new car if you can go around. So live in the reality you want rather than the reality you have, because the mind does not know the difference between fact and fantasy. So if you can create something, think very specifically and take action steps towards that. Now, I'm not going to say it's happening overnight. Mm-hmm. It may not happen in 1 year. But if the more specific and focused you are on what you want, the easier it is for you to achieve that. And you got to break it down.
Now, can I just believe it on a surface basis, or does it have to be deeper on a more subconscious level? Does that matter any?
Well, let's see. If you believe you're going to go out and fly to the sun by yourself, probably not. But the thing is, conceive. So if you can't actually flap your wings and go out to the sun, conceive how you want to enjoy that. What are the things that you can do? And the more specific you are in the conceive stage, as I indicated, the brain does not know fact from fantasy. So if you're the powers of the universe, now you've heard that. If you can focus on it, you want good to happen, good will happen. If you think of the negative things in your life, guaranteed, they're going to happen again. So create that environment that you want. There's the emotional environment, the health environment, the wealth environment, the spiritual environment. There are actually 9 different environments that you can create. And the more close you get to what your ideal situation is, that's where you conceive, believe, you will achieve. Look, I started a law practice out of nothing in San Diego, and I built it up. Then I took my family 3,000 miles. I started a law practice out of nothing in New York, and I built it up. We've gone skydiving. It's interesting, for my son's 18th birthday and my wife's 50th birthday, the entire family went up 13,000 feet, and we jumped out of a plane. And we're plummeting to Earth at 120 miles an hour, and it was one of the most exciting things necessary. Then you float to Earth. And the expressions I'm getting, fear, right? Overcome that. People do it every day, and it happens. And then I look at challenges, because gosh knows, as happy as I can be, we always have challenges. So I jumped out of a plane, I can handle that. What are the problem steps to overcome those challenges? I say in my W's, my CBA, what's the downside? What's the worst that could happen? And if you understand the worst that can happen, if you understand that downside and go backwards, and it applies to anything in life, if you're lonely, if you can't get around.
We're going to have to take a break. And I like this worst that can happen concept. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we're going to be right back with Jeff on what is the worst that can happen.